At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I didn't say I was leaving you.
You said that's where you're going to go tomorrow.
I don't know who wants to go. I'm just
telling
you.
We are going to go
tomorrow.
I am
going there for lunch tomorrow.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
No.
No, I'll do it. I'll do it. You've never done it in this state before.
We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Wow, wow, wow. I can't believe we're actually here. Yo, what's up? It's Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from Freeland Chevrolet. I live with Freeland Chevrolet. And on the weekends, me and Baser go to Freeland Chevrolet. And guys, you're looking live.
Wow, we're here, boys.
Hey! Hey! Let's go!
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Listen, guys, it has been a crazy
Hey, the weather's good, dude.
It's a crazy 4 or 5 months.
You said it was going to be cold here. It's not that cold.
You wait till tonight, buddy, when okay. It's 38 degrees outside. That's cold. But I'm just going to tell you, it is crazy that in the last 4 or 5 months.
I'm broke.
When I was in the shower, rubbing the soap in my left armpit.
Honey, I ran out of soap.
Honey, and I
had this
lotion.
I had this crazy idea.
Same deal as before. It's like sandpaper.
And I thought, it's never going to happen. And here we are. The time has arrived. I didn't know if Sore Losers Nation was going to show up. And they are showing up in big numbers in Las Vegas.
Whoa. Did he just say, I had this idea in the shower or something like that?
Yes.
Run the tape back. I see. We had the idea in the shower.
Yeah.
You guys were in the shower with me now? All of a sudden, now you guys were in the shower with me and had this idea?
Ray, do you think you had the idea first?
I don't want to say that I didn't wake up from a nap and say, man, we should really take a trip as the Sore Losers Nation. Did I say Nevada? No, but Baser can attest. I come up with big ideas all the time. Just a lot of them never hear the light of day.
Well,
And this one actually did.
So you said you had it in the shower? Is there a way to, from a bird cam or something like that, to prove that that's when you actually had the idea and it wasn't in the studio? Because we would have some sort of ownership as well if it was in the building of iHeart.
It wasn't in the building.
The way I remember it is we were playing golf.
And I already had the idea.
Let me tell the story.
Go ahead.
We're playing golf. We're about to tee off. And he says, hey, man, call me crazy, but I feel like we should do something remotely. And I said, like what? Like Vegas, maybe?
Okay. No, okay. Now
and then you go, yeah, I mean, that's perfect. Sore Losers in Vegas. And I said, I love it. Maybe we can call it a convention or something. We'll worry about that later. That's how I remember the story.
And you know, this is how all the ideas were, with the light bulb from the telephone to the telegraph to the facsimile.
Right.
To the radio invention, everybody feels like they had a part in it, and I will say lunch was 90% of the idea.
Yeah, 80.
I mean,
I was 99.
I ran it by my wife when I got out of the shower, and then we went and played golf
after
I talked it over with my
wife.
That
same day?
No.
You called Rick that night.
No, I had already pitched it to the management before I talked to Eddie.
What?
That's right.
No.
Yeah.
You must have said, I have an idea. Let me talk to Eddie and I'll get some more details because he's got more
ideas.
He's
got great ideas. Yeah. He usually has great ideas.
Yes. And the way we're celebrating right now, it was almost like it was a success. It hasn't happened
guys,
yet.
But guys, it's here.
Did you get picked up in the airport, Ray?
Guys, I want a toast to a glass.
This like yellow school bus pulls up in front of the airport.
Ray, did you get picked up from the airport?
Yes.
Then I'd say it's a success.
That's it. That's all that matters. Was there a yellow cab waiting out there for you? Was there an Uber or Lyft? Did you find your way to the Westgate? Listen, here's an email. For wearethesorelosers@gmail.com. Coaches, specifically Sizzon, we are paying a lot of money to hang out with y'all. We could go to Vegas anytime, but we are choosing to go this weekend to hang out with you. So Sizzon, get hyped, coach. You sound like you'd rather be in Kenya working in the desert than be in Vegas with us.
How do you think we feel
Quit
every day we do this being podcast?
A pull.
He doesn't know the behind
you
the scenes.
You can take a damn nap, mm-hmm. like LB said, and stay up until 10 at night. Remember when LB had this idea while in the shower and y'all were so jazzed about it? Let's get back to that. The Sore Losers Nation has showed up for you guys. See you in Vegas, Coacher. Sizzon. Maybe it hasn't got...
Is this how you read books?
Yeah, like, Coach, this is taking you way too long to read one paragraph.
See you in Vegas, coaches. Maybe Sizzon, if he hasn't chosen to go to Kenya by now. LFG, sign Julie.
What's LFG?
Let's freaking go!
Oh, and yeah. I was dealing with situations behind the scenes. Sometimes we don't air our dirty laundry and or skeletons in the closet. So, Julie... I will hang up and listen.
So, and I saw a little brief glimpse into how Eddie operates in life.
Go ahead.
Okay?
Saw him naked.
Now, Eddie complains about fantasy football. We don't like it, but he complains about the website, right? We've been using the same website for 3 years.
What's it called? My Fantasy?
MyFantasyLeague.com.
You talking about BigShow.com?
No, and... Eddie, the website doesn't work.
It doesn't.
What I found out about Eddie is he tries something one time and then quits. Because we have our flights in our email, and Eddie comes in, and he's like, my flight, it doesn't even exist.
I told you.
And I'm like, what do you mean?
And I told you before, I'll try anything once.
And I said, what do you mean it doesn't exist? He goes, I clicked on it. It didn't work. I'm like, you can't click on it from your email. You have to take the confirmation code, go to southwest.com, put in confirmation code, type in your name, and hit check in. He's like, no, I clicked on log in, and it didn't work. What are you logging into? You're not logged in because you don't have a confirmation code. He's like, I tried it. Didn't work. It doesn't even exist.
I sent an
email.
So
it took me 3 seconds to log in and check in Eddie to his flight. And it just made me realize that Eddie has never really put time into things that he doesn't understand, like the website for fantasy football for this flight. Instead, he just, it doesn't work. I don't know.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I thought the tangent was over after 2 minutes.
No, Coach, he can go on another 30.
My wife and I had a disagreement as well. She read the fine print. I got the flights. I got the hotel. Well, I look at the email from Westgate, and I just gloss over things. She actually reads details, and she said, it shows that no money was paid for the room. And I said, holy absolute that means that we then have to pay when we get there. And she said, maybe it means it's free.
No.
So no, we don't have to pay. It's not, already paid.
Yes, we do.
It's been paid.
According to the email we got, when we get there, we have to pay $75. I'll hang up and listen.
It's not a problem, guys. Look, we're going to make money as soon as we get there. So whatever we make, we take it straight to the front desk and we pay for the room. It's over.
It's like I'm going to have another night with Michael if we run out.
I'm going to have to pull up the email where it shows all rooms have been paid for. I mean, I don't know how.
Pull up the email that said that we're going to book Eddie's flights and he's going to be able to check in. This doesn't exist.
Yes, it does. You had the email. Did you not have the email?
Are you bringing your kids along?
No.
Ah, damn. How are we going to board B group?
How are we boarding B group?
I'm in A, baby.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are
I'm
you
A
in
group.
A?
I'm A list.
God dang, man. I'm like C90.
Well, that's not going to be good for you. You're going to need someone to save you a seat.
Save me a seat.
Hey, looks like you're getting a middle seat.
With you?
Ah, you know.
Maybe it's you, me, and a hottie.
Hey,
it could be.
Guys, outfit-wise, are we going comfy or cocktail fashion?
I thought about this.
See, I've been thinking about this, too.
I think we should just wear our coach gear the whole weekend.
I'd love to see you in a dress.
Can you wear a skirt without undies?
Lunch, is your wife wearing some skirts or what is she going?
Your wife's wearing a cocktail dress, right?
No.
High heels every day?
I have no idea what my wife is wearing.
Please tell us.
But I believe my wife will not be doing the Sore Losers events.
Wow. That's,
what do you mean?
Your wife's not going to be doing the Sore Losers event.
No chance.
Exactly. My wife is going to have a relaxing time.
In Vegas.
Away from the kids.
I got you signed up with Enrique. Hello. I see you didn't bring your husband this time.
Oh.
Allow me to...
Hello, Mrs. Bucks. Good to see you again.
You look a lot better than when you lost that lost baggage lunchbox.
Oh, my. You're very tense.
The first thing is the skinny dip pool. It has the name because you take off your clothes.
Now is the 15-minute time to do whatever you want, but I will stay in the room this time.
No, my wife was...
Before I exited. Now, I see here I will be staying for...
15.
Ambiance.
Now, would you like all 15 minutes of Enrique?
Let me show you what's behind door number one.
No, my wife.
Hey, and you're going to be hanging out with the coaches.
Oh, guys, I'm telling you, it's genius. I got my wife with Enrique. I'm good for 2 hours. Yeah, you know what could happen in 2 hours, Coach?
I mean,
she's going to be halfway to Honolulu.
You left your wife with Enrique.
What you know about rolling down in the deep?
Bunch of idiot sore losers convention.
Oh, your husband's at the convention.
I love conventions because it means Enrique gets to bring the wives entertainment.
Well, if my wife's being banged by Enrique, Eddie's wife
my
will be...
wife's not going to Enrique.
Because my wife was plan is to hang out with Eddie's wife over the weekend and have a nice, relaxing girls' weekend.
Well, then they ain't going to Enrique's.
Well, no, you're the one all about Enrique right now.
No, you said your wife's going to Enrique.
I never said anything about Enrique. You guys brought up Enrique. I said she's going to have a relaxing weekend, that she's not planning on doing the sore loser stuff. She wants us to do that and have fun and let her and your wife go off and do things. And here it is right here in the email. The first line, highlighted, comped rooms, which means you guys don't have to pay jack shit.
Bleep them, Coach.
Do you guys see it? Like, how hard is it to read an email? Comped rooms.
Scroll up. That email's only to you.
It's to
you.
No.
Yes. I never got that email.
Eddie at DallasCowboys.com.
We're not on it, Coach.
Guys, I have a message, Lunch, while you're reading that.
Yeah.
You always get to read them. Why not me? Ray Ray, long time no talk. But this is Ashley from 96.7 KISS FM BBS Intern Sports Show with Andy Roddick and Bobby Bones. I'm coming to Nashville in early March and would love to see you and Lunch or whoever meet your wives if we go out. Anyways, have fun at the Sore Losers Convention this weekend. Good luck. Thank you, Ashley, for reaching out. She was a better intern than Arnold, and I will hang up and listen.
Great.
Guys, over to you.
Thank you, Coach.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Eddie, would you say you didn't put much effort into your flight check-in? Is that how you operate your life with a website? Like, you just gave up after one time?
I don't have time to be jacking with this crap. If I could check in, I woke up at 5 in the morning, and I checked my thing. I'm like, do I check in? It doesn't let me check in. I don't even have a flight under my name. The email says I does. My account doesn't. I tried to log in with my account. It didn't work. So I said, screw it. I got crap to do. I'll deal with that later. If I'm C90, I'm C90. That's how my life goes. I don't give a crap.
Coach, that's a sentence right there that's going to win us awards.
As long
as... screw it, I don't give a crap.
Coach, I got more important things to do. As long as I get to Vegas, I don't care. So I was
going... Well, now you're talking in pre-tense. We were doing post-tense like we were already in Vegas.
No, I'm saying when I was trying to check in, Coach. You know what I mean?
You got me all
obviously,
thrown.
Obviously, we're here.
It's hot here.
It's hot.
Man.
It's not hot.
And the money is flowing.
Was somebody going to tell me it was 65 degrees here?
Yeah, Coach, the weather app.
Yeah, if you just go to weather.com, you know how you like weather? You just look it up, and it tells you. It has 7-day, 10-day forecast. Tells you exactly what the weather's going
to
be.
Guys, Baser just put on what she's going to wear tonight to the cocktail hour or two, however long it is. It is bottoms, and then it's a bra top. Welcome to Vegas, boys.
Now, Ray, is your wife going to be part of the convention?
She is, because my sister is coming, and she's basically staying with us. So I think Muffy, my wife, Baser, and then Muffy's friend, Carmen, are all rolling together, and they've paid for the convention. So, yes, they're damn well going to it all.
Your boys. Wife paid for the convention?
I think I asked lunch.
Oh, man, I don't know.
I don't know if she's going to get through the ropes, Coach.
Ticket sales are already over. Like, it's already closed.
We'll have to discuss with Chris.
I think I sent the text, does my wife have to pay? And I got the response, no.
To who? Was that the same email that had my flight on
it? It was either you two or Rick. So somebody get Rick downstairs from upper management.
But here's the thing. I am so excited about this. And then
about what?
About the whole weekend. I mean,
the convention.
Right. The convention. Mm-hmm. Everything.
I just can't wait for the open bar. But
and
go ahead, Coach.
The funniest thing of it all, I don't think anybody's really realized this, is the conversations you have with people in the casino. What are you here for? The convention, the sore losers convention.
Exactly.
No, the coaches.
Oh,
convention.
The coaches convention. You're a coach?
No.
No. Or you play the story that you are a coach and you just role play and it's charades and you have a upside down pineapple and you mingle. I don't give a crap. But this weekend, it's a convention for coaches and everybody's going to be like, who are all the coaches? Are they NFL coaches? No, I heard they're just coaches.
Coach, let's run it by. We're at a blackjack table, right? You're here for the convention. I'm just a dude in Vegas, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Oh, good. Here for the convention.
What convention?
Coaches convention.
Oh, you're a coach?
Me and my buddies always... Of course we're coaches in our own right.
What sport?
I mean, we've all coached. So, yeah, at some point.
You coach your kids?
I don't have kids, but they have. But the one Eddie coach that I came with, I came from Nashville. He's a coach with his kids, but we call each other coaches.
So you're like a life coach?
There's coaches. So everybody, there's over 150 coaches here.
Let's get the hell off this table.
Yeah, let's get off this table. This guy's not very good.
Chip out, please.
Yeah, I'll cash out.
Thank you.
But back to what I'm going to wear. I thought about this, and I think I'm
going to... You wearing underwear?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll wear my coach's gear when we're doing the podcast and at the watch parties. But at nighttime, I'm dressing to, like...
You're going to do your penguin shirt with the button?
Yeah, I'll dress a penguin shirt, probably.
Dress up for the guys, Coach. Always nice.
Really nice.
No, I like to feel good when I'm gambling at night. Like, I like to be dressed up and feel good and, like...
Will they let me in the club with my coach's hoodie?
They'll let you. Yes, they'll let you in anywhere if you got money.
Well,
and you got a lot of money.
I don't know how much money I'm going to have at the end of the night.
That's a great point,
Coach. Honestly, after our first red bet, I don't know how much money I'm going to have. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if I'm going to have money to place the red bet.
Well, here's the problem with the red
bet.
Well,
Coach, it's later in the night.
That's a massive situation with the red bet because the people don't get their money immediately, and it's not in cash. It's just
they're going to have to get it.
The whole thing is an absolute cluster.
But we're not in charge of that.
It's over $3,500 already, okay? So the opening bet is over $3,500, and that's with just the people that are not going to Vegas.
What you don't realize is that grew too much. It
no,
shouldn't
it
have
didn't.
Been that much.
Why?
You're not going to be able to divvy it out in the moment. It'll take hours
to Chris
get people there.
No, no, it's not going to be hard to divvy out.
Hey,
it's going to be
when you're riding a heater in Vegas. When you win a bet, Eddie, when do you want to make the next bet?
Immediately.
Okay, the red bet hits. You tell me right now how long it's going to take for people to get their money. And I'll hang up in
okay, the list. So the people
we're
online.
Divvy it up from people online versus people physically there.
That right. already sounds like a cluster. And no. You're going to be doing math while we're all drinking?
No. It's going to be one set amount. For the people in Vegas, we're going to hold our hand up, and it's going to be a certain amount. We're not going to take five. We're not going to take 10. We're going to have one amount. So everybody will just grab two chips.
You're
going
to look like a class field trip.
Exactly.
What you know about
but here's the thing. Here's the problem with opening bet. There's this guy on Twitter. I'm in the same boat as Ray. 8 to 10 p.m. happy hour in Vegas is late. My old ass will be headed straight to bed after
I already know who that is.
After the roulette spin. And also, I will be betting on black. Sue me.
Like, see, don't do that.
That's your friend.
That's locks. That's tiny tank locks. Like, if you want to be the most hated person at the convention, you bet against everybody at the convention. That opening bet, it's supposed to be a unifying moment when we're all jumping up and down yelling, red, 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 and he's going to be the only one yelling, black, black, black.
Lunchbox and I have been doing this for over 10 years. 15 years, maybe.
Yes.
We never bet black. It's always been red. It's a tradition, and we need to keep it that way.
Here's the problem. The first time I went to Vegas and I did this, I put it on red. The other person put it on black. Guess what happened?
Is green.
Green. Because that roulette wheel was saying, if you guys can't come together as friends and agree,
yes.
I'll settle this. You both lose.
No, what about the time it was my bachelor party and lunch placed bets on black when it was supposed to be? Some of your numbers were black.
No, because Eric Dodd put them on the wrong numbers. He didn't put them on the right numbers, and I ended up winning. I didn't try to bet against us. He put them on the wrong number.
And like, one more play for the Georgia defense.
Dodd has misplaced.
So Ray loses on his bachelor party, and I think I lost because my numbers are red. And we're all over there, and Dodd comes up to me. He's like, dude, you won $900. I'm like, no, I didn't. And he's like, yeah, you did. And I'm like, how could I have won $900?
I put your chips on the wrong number.
He goes, I put it on this number. I was like, I didn't tell you to bet that number.
Well,
but I'll take
that's
the money.
Cool.
Yeah, you but won over $250 in all of our losses you had won, which is
but
sad.
That was not, it wasn't on purpose. It was an accident because.
But here, let's make the rule now. Look, as we're doing that first bet, we can't bet anything else. I know we like 21 red.
No, he's already.
I know we like.
I'm already putting him on my numbers.
No. You can do that on the next spin.
Because if it hits one of those numbers, I'm getting paid double.
I'm glad I brought this up.
Okay, see, I don't like that. I feel like we're putting too much out in on the table.
That's what it's all about.
No, it's not.
We are coming in like a wrecking ball.
Guys, I got a text message from my cousin. He gave me five interesting takeaways from his first ever time listening to the podcast. So we can do that later. That's a deep tease. So talk about something else.
I do want to talk about, what was I going to talk about?
I hope it's something with Vegas.
Wait, the thing
it
with
is
Vegas is
Vegas,
this. So the first wave of football games, are we doing the watch party for the first and the second on Saturday?
It's whatever you want. The first one, I don't know if the second one is technically part of it. I don't know. But I assume we're going to watch it either way.
No, I know that, but I just feel like people are drinking, eating pizza. I'm all fat. Ah, get me out of it. I just feel like everybody's just going to stay cooped up. I feel people want to spread their wings.
Well, yeah, you can come and go. It's not like you're locked down to that seat. You can go gamble. You can come back. You can do whatever you want.
But I'm also thinking the party bus. I feel that's going to take away from the second game. So that first game.
The party bus is
late
at night, man. It's from 8 to midnight. You'll be in bed.
You'll be in bed
gone.
By then. You'll be on your fifth dream.
I thought that party bus was like 5 p.m.
Nope. That's why you
thought
wrong.
Maybe the one you're going to get on.
Yeah. No, that's the city bus, Ray.
Yes.
That takes you down to the city center and the malls and the shops, and you can hit the early buffet with the grandma and grandpa.
And Coach, that's not funny because sometimes people have to ride those city buses.
Do people know where they're going?
Yes, they're going to the Westgate.
Yeah, but is there like going to be a booth there, check in?
They
like,
got an email saying, hey, can't wait to see you this weekend. Here's where you can check in, the times, blah, blah, blah. You'll get this when you check in, a list of the events and the times.
Please tell me you didn't draft the email.
Oh, God.
What do you mean?
Did you spell check it?
Welcome, coachers, to Los L.A.
Semicolon.
No, it's not California. .com, Nevada, paradise, in parentheses. Welcome to your first ever annual coaches convention.
lunchbox.
Gosh, I mean,
I hate to tell you, I am a lot better writer than that.
No,
Eddie, did
no.
you read the fantasy football email I sent
no,
out?
No, I saw it, but I'm like, I'm not reading this crap.
Exactly,
it's a freaking book.
Because I wrote a great story about the league and the year and everything that happened, and everybody enjoys it. The three people that read it. But I am,
yeah,
I can
people.
Write. I can write.
How long did it take you to write that thing?
10 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did your wife draft it?
For
no,
sure.
My wife didn't draft
she
it.
She drafts everything.
My wife, no. If I am sending an important email to like one of the bosses or something like that,
she'll write it.
She writes it because she has more tact.
I will say this. My wife is amazing in the tact department. If it is a big boy email that I have to send, I'm like, babe, get out the pen and quill and ink. Let's put ourselves into an email right now. And she will annihilate an email. And I'm like, go ahead and just put Ray on that, and let's go, baby.
That's funny. I'm the opposite. I'm like, this is for the big boys, honey. Let me write this one.
Oh, see, I'm not. She's been in a more business environment where you get to write real emails.
Yeah.
And I feel like we can just fire off short ones and kind of be funny. And, like, so I'll get mad sometimes when I get an email. I'll be like, well, I don't agree with that, but fine.
Sometimes.
She's like, that's not how you should write it. She'd be like, well, my point of view is this, this, and this.
Good morning, Mr.
Yeah, exactly. She puts that where I'm just like, fine, whatever. She's like, that's not a good response.
Yeah, if it's Craigslist, I tell the wife, move aside, let me handle this. And then I'll be like, hey, listen here, you little piece of shit. I'm going to show you what a good deal is. I'm giving you $20, and if you don't want it, you can eat my ass. So I'll do the Craigslist emails.
Coach, we heard everything you said.
Yeah, I didn't know you liked your wife to eat your...
That happens?
That's weird. But it's not going to happen this weekend because Muffy's going to be there. Oh,
so Muff
may do it. My bad. Muff may do it.
We may be at capacity for all the events at the coaches' convention, guys.
My dad did say I should probably go to the pit boss earlier in the day and explain that we're going to need special
security
clearance to place higher than the max bet.
Yeah, that's why we need to go to the big boy room.
High
roller room.
No, because we don't belong in there, and they'll know it, and that wheel will know it, and it'll treat us like we don't belong.
No, you guys don't smell like non-high rollers.
I mean, they'll see Eddie walk in with this nasty-ass beard with food still in it.
No,
and
is there food in it right now?
Yeah, you got like crumbs from that popcorn mix.
Shoot, I sure do.
Yeah. So they'll see us, and they'll be like, oh, my God, let's make sure they lose. Like, get out of this room real quick.
Oh,
does anybody know in our grab bags, will there be any gummies?
No, you got to get those on your own.
Yes, gummy worms. We got them at Walgreens.
I didn't know that. I didn't know. I thought there was a shortage on gummy worms. I thought they were still in the containers out in the Pacific.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do we have any more laundry list, what are they called, housekeeping things to go over, or is the trip pretty much good to go?
It's good to go. I mean, we've been trying to work on a last-minute guest, but so far...
That's what I was going to ask
not
you.
Coming through.
Okay, so who's the guest?
Jose Canseco.
No, never responded.
We got a guest, though.
What about John Gruden? Did anybody email him?
Changed his email address. He forgot his password. Yeah.
Bryce Harper.
Nah, nothing.
Okay. Any of the Raiders?
Well, they're playing a game today.
You can still interview him day of.
I don't think they can come to the podcast and then fly to Cincinnati to be there in time for the game.
Logistically, probably not.
Yeah, let's pass on that.
Yeah.
What about the mayor of Las Vegas?
Don't know who that is.
What about a whale?
A whale would be nice.
I saw some girls with a whale tail, but they didn't want to come on the pod.
What about Chum Lee?
He's trying to keep a low profile.
Okay.
What about a stripper?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now, I thought about that. Scuba actually came to me with that idea. He was like, what if we found an old stripper?
An old one.
An old one. Coach,
no. Why do we want an old one?
Because she could talk about all the athletes she's been with. So a new one.
I used to remove my garter belt.
A new one does not want to reveal clientele because they may still be returning clientele that don't want their name out there. So a one that is retired will be able to be like, hey, this is who I've been with, boom, boom, boom.
I'll never forget my days with Pete George Rose Washington.
On my one list is a guy named No Teeth Keith.
And Abraham Lincoln came in, and yeah. I gave him a...
Coach, why do we want an old one? We want to hear tiger stories.
The first man I betted pulled his pants down, and it looked like...
Thomas Edison.
Looked like a light bulb.
It was him.
We used to have to light the midnight oil before we started.
Okay, all right, guys. So who's the guest?
No one.
All that, nothing.
Nothing.
You know what I thought of?
Who?
He lives there and has a show. It's not at the Westgate. Is Brent Musburger.
He does the Raiders play-by-play. We tried him.
Okay. Hold on.
Dana White. Nothing.
No, he's got to fight.
He's got to fight.
What about Elvis?
He doesn't live there.
Okay.
We thought about the Elvis impersonator.
Dan Blitzerian.
I saw him there last time.
You know what's bad about impersonators? Nobody on the outside knows that they're impersonating, and it throws off the entire podcast video imagery of the mind thing.
Yeah, that's why.
What about like Carrot Top? Like those dudes live there,
right? I thought about Carrot Top. I thought about him actually last night. I was like, what about Carrot Top?
Hold on a second.
I was still thinking about guests.
I was in the shower. I just went.
Nope. I was actually sitting on the toilet
and
putting my shoes
on. Carrot. Oh, Carrot Top.
I was sitting on the toilet putting my shoes on.
Okay.
And I was like, what about
Carrot
Top? You
looked down and saw a carrot.
No, my pants were up. I was sitting there putting my shoes on.
You sit on the toilet to just do other things?
Well, they were in the bathroom, so I just sat down on the...
What were your shoes doing in the bathroom?
The lid was down. That's where the shower is. Don't you take your shoes off when you get in the shower?
Coach, I take my shoes off before I even get close to the shower.
Where's a
good place to tie my shoes? The toilet!
I gotta sit down. Oh, the toilet.
And I thought about Carrot Top, but I mean... what do you interview? I don't know what to talk about Carrot Top.
Oh, he does a lot of... on social media, he's really funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll hit him. Be like, yo, what are you doing?
No, hit him up.
Yeah, I'll hit him up. Hey, what are you doing Saturday morning? You want to come do a podcast?
Sounds great.
There's those real world people that definitely live in Vegas. I'm surprised you didn't throw
them. Well, I don't know
around.
Any of them, the ones that live in Vegas.
The one guy's over there like a club owner type
What about
guy.
Your boy? Doesn't he live in Vegas?
Leroy.
What? Leroy Jenkins?
No, Leroy from The Challenge. In
Does
real
he live
world.
In Vegas?
No, he moved. He lives in Houston with Cam.
No, the OG, the guy we had on the show, Mark Long.
Mark Long. I don't know where he lives.
Okay.
I think he lives in California.
Close to Vegas?
Close to Vegas. You know who does live there? TJ Lavin. He hosts it. But you guys wouldn't care about TJ Lavin.
You would, though, and that's all that matters.
I mean, I know I would. I would be freaking out.
So bring him on.
If TJ Lavin walked in that place, like, what?
Bring him on.
I'll hit him up.
Okay.
I mean, nothing like a last-minute
guest.
Coach,
you've been talking about a guest for months.
Listen, you understand. I talked about a guest for months because I thought it would be something cool to do, and I'm sorry that I don't know. I don't have that power. I've tried. I thought, you know.
You're Nashville top 25. What do you mean?
Yeah, I understand that.
It's a big show bet, Coach.
I don't understand how do I put this? We have this huge company. Huge company.
Who does? You do?
No, we work for a huge company. And we
couldn't
find a
ownership
guest.
Ownership of everything else. You're why not claim the company?
Exactly. You're
I
part,
don't own
just
this
say
company.
You're a part owner of this company.
Okay. I own iHeart.
But we couldn't find us a guest. I don't know. Don't ask me why that is. I sat there and gave out all
but
these
why
suggestions.
Why would anyone else in the company?
Think why about would the, they help us?
Why would they help you?
I don't know.
Well, if some other show or a podcast in the company said, Lunchbox, you live in Nashville. Can you please get a guest for me in my podcast? Would you do it? No.
What depends?
No, you'd be like, I don't know anyone. Sorry.
No, if they're having an on-location big event, yes, I would try to help them out.
Try my damnedest.
Well, Coach, they don't feel the same way about you then.
I understand that.
$600?
For what?
Enough?
Nothing. Just shop talk with the wife.
Oh, that's how much he's going to be able to gamble.
Divided by two, Coach.
Yeah, I was going to say $600. Okay.
$300 might last for day one.
Coach, sell the car.
The Trailblazer?
You'll get $150
Vegas,
out of it.
Problem with Vegas is people go to Vegas, and they're gambling, they're losing, they're chasing. Next thing you know, you come home, and you got a mortgage that's due. You don't have a vehicle anymore. You sold this away. You wrote a check that's going to bounce. That's the thing that people don't realize about Vegas. You've got to have the money or the shit's going to bounce.
Why do you think we did this in the middle of the month? Bills aren't due till the end of the month.
Right.
So we've got time.
I mean, we did, and the 14th is a payday because the 15th falls on a Saturday.
That's right.
So, boom.
Let's go.
You've got to think ahead because if you get home from the Sore Losers Coaches Convention, you're not going to have money to feed your kids. Payments are due. Electric bills are due. The lights are going to be shut off.
All in 2 weeks. You've got time.
Are you betting on every NFL game this weekend?
Not every game, no.
Will you bet on the Cowboys?
Correct.
Spread or just money line?
Money line.
Okay.
Not messing with spreads. These games are too crazy. This is playoffs. You don't mess with spreads.
You mess with spreads. You win money. Man, I'm excited. Okay. I mean, we got UFC, so UFC is going to be going on at the same time.
I love it. I love it. And I'll bet UFC all day, every day.
Yeah, that'll be going on. We got the football. We got our podcast.
They got chicken wings?
They got everything you want, man.
Yeah, I want chicken wings.
Okay, you like chicken wings?
I do.
Chicken wings are good.
Yeah, medium. Medium buffalo.
Okay.
Okay. I want that. Sure. I want that at our table.
I know what I'm doing. I'm getting a pizza, and I'm going to sit there with my sister Muffy, her friend Baser. We're going to watch sports. We're going to gamble. We're going to eat pizza in Vegas for the first time in 3 years.
Like guys. I don't know if you understand this. Like Lunchbox goes to Vegas all the time for fun. I haven't been to Vegas for fun in a long time.
What do you usually go there for? Business?
Work.
Yeah, work.
iHeart Festival.
That ain't work.
Yeah, Coach. I have to be somewhere every day.
What, do you introduce one person, go spin the roulette wheel 30 times, introduce one person, do it again?
No, but you're on a schedule.
You're on a schedule. You got somewhere
to
be.
You're not on a schedule now. This is, you do what you want
to
do.
A schedule, 8 to 10, Friday night, schedule.
Oh, damn.
Saturday morning, podcast. Coach, Saturday afternoon, watch party.
That's just like your friend texting you, hey, let's meet downstairs at noon. Okay, cool. I'll be down there.
Cool. Because when I'm 30 minutes late, that's the same attitude I want to hear from you.
You're not going to be 30. You're not going to be 30 minutes.
Most likely to be late to the podcast.
Ray.
No, you.
What?
Ray is so anal about being on time everywhere.
Coach, this isn't work to him. He's anal about this big show job.
Oh,
not the podcast, Coach. He's going to be 30 minutes late tops. I mean,
minimum. Let's hope not.
Were people advised that the podcast has been moved back on Saturday, Friday?
It is on the schedule.
Saturday. Coach, they got an email that he drafted last night. He already told you.
Guys, you ready to hear this? The tips from my cousin. Tips and takeaways.
Hold on. First off, who the fuck is your cousin?
Is he some like someone in the business that reviews podcasts?
Because if not, I'm about to read something my cousin texted me, too.
What are your cousin's credentials?
Who is he?
He used to do some hosting. He's like, he invents companies.
Well, what companies did
company
he
invent?
What did he
Tesla?
Do?
Tesla?
Google?
No, he...
Meta.
Microsoft.
He would do like some investing companies. People would invest with him.
Okay, Merrill Lynch.
So he would go on podcast. He was like a Dave Ramsey of the North.
So of the
Hold
Upper
on.
Peninsula.
I'm going to Google Dave Ramsey of the North. Hold on.
Well, what's your cousin's name?
No, we're not
doing
that.
No, I want to see credentials.
Coach, before we want to know how serious this is.
Because that's not what he does now. Now he's in a major construction company. So it's a different.
Okay. Dave Ramsey of the North now doing construction.
Are you ready for his top five?
Yeah. Are you going to start at number five?
Yes. So
is this Brandon O'Brien, Coach?
No, it's not. Okay. His name's Jamie. And he put top five takeaways from your first podcast I listened to. Number five.
Do we know what episode it was so we can kind of.
You'll be able to tell.
Okay.
It's one within the last couple weeks.
Got it.
Since I'm better looking than Eddie or LB, I'm very honored that you allowed me to stay in your home with your wife.
Excuse me?
He That's lived with us away. For like a month. That was number five.
That has nothing to do with improving our podcast.
Then there you go.
Ray not say it was five tips to improve your podcast?
Number four.
Okay, next.
Is his name Gresham Smith?
No.
Okay.
Number four. I expected cleaner editing by you.
There is no editing.
So I told him. I said, Lunch Bizzle handles that. It's probably going to be a little sloppy.
Hey, David, David Jones?
Number three. Negative 6 degrees is not the same as 30 degrees. There was an episode I said they were
that
similar.
Was like two episodes
ago. That was like one of the dumbest statements you ever. Like Eddie saying you can't prove what day it is was as dumb as you saying negative 6 is the same as negative 30.
I realize that now.
Number two. How did that Chargers to win the Super Bowl bet go?
Oh, yeah. I remember Ray goes, just put a K on the Chargers. Just throw a K on the Chargers. Like, that's the one where you're going to make the money. Put a K on the Chargers. Ray, they're not even in the playoffs yet. Oh, well.
Number one, based on your sister's childhood nickname, the episode titled Ray Sleeps with Muff was a little creepy. There you go. That's his review, guys. I'll never bring anything to the show again.
Is he going to Vegas, Coach?
No, he's not.
He's only listened to one episode. He's not really all into it yet.
I wasn't really big on the front of inviting people because it sells itself. Everybody wanted to do it. I didn't want to have a group of 15 entourage that I'm rolling with when I'm trying to meet people, interact, and stuff like that. And also, randomly, people from Texas State are going, like, that I went to actual college with.
That's cool.
They're like, hey, I got a boyfriend now. I'm married. Hey, I got a kid. I'm coming. Cool. I haven't seen you in 30 years. Last time was a pool party.
South Beach is coming?
No, he didn't get the invite, but he may be there. He frequents the place.
Yeah, my wife, she has a friend that she grew up with that's going to be there. Not at the coaches' convention, but her son plays football, and they have some, I don't even know what it is. Some
like a game?
No, it's like a, like a camp. Or
a, yes, a game. That's what
no,
it's called.
It's like a camp or
a camper.
No. I don't even know what it is. It's something where there's scouts or something. I don't know.
Convention.
But she's going for that, and she was like, oh, maybe they can meet up. And I was like, great, you guys go meet up. Go have fun.
Hi there, I'm Lunchbox. I'm the guy never mind, hang up.
Do they need support? Does that kid need support? Do we need all the coaches to show up at the game?
No, it's not a game. It's like a just a workout thing where they go through
maybe we
drills.
Can all do the workout.
Hey, girl, who did you end up with? Oh, John. Yeah, I ended up sucking his
What is he talking about?
I have no idea.
Like when they catch up, they're gonna make up for lost time.
Oh, who did you end up with? Oh, that guy named Lunchbox. Yeah, we got three kids.
You understand? My wife still talks to this girl. Like they're still friends. I don't understand.
That's funny. I like that, right?
No, I didn't like that, right? But you know what I did like?
What?
Is when the Grizzlies they're playing the Warriors the other night, mm-hmm. right? And Ja Morant goes in. Finishes layup, gets fouled, and he's flexing his muscles, and everybody on the front row is trying to high-five him, and there's a kid with the Warriors jersey. Ja Morant pulled his hand back. No high-five for you. Because, listen,
okay.
You can't be in a Golden State jersey sitting on the front row in Memphis.
How old is the kid?
He was a young man.
Say that.
Young man.
Say that city
coach,
again,
you said that
coach.
So creepily.
Memphis.
Oh, gosh.
It was a young man.
He was a young man.
I don't know. But Ja Morant even said after the game, he was like, man, that's just straight disrespect.
It depends how young the kid is, Coach. If he's like a 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid, 9-year-old kid, they don't know what they're doing.
Coach, and nobody calls it R-E-S-P-E-C-T. People call it respect, man.
Respect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Respect.
So he said it was disrespectful.
Stupid.
I love it.
You have a grown man? Absolutely.
And he said, hey, you want to get rid of that Warriors jersey? I'll send you a Ja Morant jersey. I'll send you a Grizzly because we're in Memphis.
That's cool.
And so Memphis is now having a promotion where kids 12 and under
buy
can exchange an old jersey from
a bunch of young men.
From an NBA, any other NBA team that's not Memphis, and they'll give you either a Ja Morant or a Jaren Jackson jersey.
That's funny.
That's great.
I love it.
Because he's saying, hey, I get it. You know, Steph Curry's cool, but if you want to be cheering for me and you want my high fives, represent the Grizz.
I wonder if I can send him a jersey.
No, you got to be at the game.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Dude, I do wish Memphis was closer. That's a haul.
It is a haul.
I'll tell you, it's not going to move, Coach, so it just is what it is.
Yeah, it's not going to get easier.
Come on.
It's like I tell my kids, you can wish all you want, but certain things are just not going to change.
Yeah.
That's like Memphis deep. Is going to stay 2 hours away, Coach.
It's not 2 hours. It's longer than 2 hours.
It's 3.5.
It's
not.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I saw Pearl Jam one night, and I was at work that same morning the next
day. That doesn't mean it was 2 hours. Just because you saw him one night and we're here the next day does not mean it was only 2 hours.
Nashville to Memphis.
It's over 3 hours.
It's 3 hours and 9 minutes.
Yes. It's a hell of a long way. I just got done doing that drive.
I don't think 3 hours is a long way. I mean, it's not ideal, guys. I drive 7 hours to go to the beach. Now, that's a long way.
No, I'm not, but see.
You go to Austin, it's 13 hours. That's a long way.
3 hour flight to Vegas.
4 hours.
That's not bad.
4 hours from here. It's tough.
We're doing a faster plane.
To drive 3 hours. 3 hours for a game and 3 hours back. That's a long drive
but
for
stay
a game.
There.
You don't stay. You don't stay in Memphis.
You might not make it back.
Yeah, you just get in and out as fast as you can. I tried.
You can stay at that. What's that hotel we stay at?
Waldorf.
No, the one that got ducks on the top.
Oh, the Waddle.
Nice. No.
The ones that have ducks on the top.
You ever got? Oh, you never got invited. My bad. To the St. Jude thing.
You talking about the Duckworth?
Yeah, I've never been with you guys.
It's called, I don't remember. I don't know. But every day, like a certain time, like at 2 o'clock, they have these ducks that live on the roof, and they come down the elevator, and then they walk to this pond, and there's this water fountain in the middle of the hotel.
The Peabody.
Peabody. And they stay on the fountain. And then when it's like
stop
time,
it.
Yeah, and then when it's time to go to bed, they blow a little whistle. They build a red carpet to the elevator, and the ducks go quack, quack, quack into the elevator. They
stop
go
it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That is awesome.
It's so
I'm looking
cool.
at them right now. They have a red carpet for these damn ducks.
I mean, and they're in the lobby all day. And then when it's time to go to bed, they're like, quack, 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 go to the elevator. Ding.
Yeah, but is it fun if you're trying to wait for an elevator and you're waiting on the ducks?
Yes.
Yeah, no matter what. Like, if you're in a bad mood and you see those ducks, I'm already in a good like.
They rope it off and everything. They're like, can't use the elevator.
I am already in a good mood just hearing about these ducks. Walk to the elevator and go up the elevator.
It's great.
Or if you don't, especially if you don't know it's coming and you're waiting for the elevator and the elevator opens and here come the ducks out of the elevator.
No, you know they're coming because they shut everything down. They're like, they rope off that area.
So you can't use the elevator or the entire lobby while these ducks are trying to board the elevator.
It's about a process of 10 minutes.
But you can sit there and watch them.
You watch them.
But that's what I'm saying. Let's say you're coming back from a business meeting and you have no idea and you walk in the lobby and you see all these ropes and you're like, who's
what's
coming?
Happening?
Who's
and then coming? And then they blow these little horns. Dun, dun, dun. Here come the ducks.
That's awesome.
You know, some guys the next day were like, man, I swear, dude, I wasn't that hammered, but were there ducks on the elevator last night?
Hey. What floor are you going to?
Yeah, in Memphis, I stopped in Memphis when I was on my way back from Texas over the holidays.
Was that with Abby?
No, it was with my wife and three kids. In Memphis, you
did
guys
you tell
need,
Abby?
You guys need to get to work. We pulled what? Up at a Wendy's, closed. Pull up at a Popeyes.
Okay, coach.
Closed.
Coach,
I mean,
there's
no
a,
one.
There's a work shortage.
What's
coach.
Next, Popeyes?
Shortage.
No, that was Popeye. I went to McDonald's and Popeye.
A labor shortage in America right now.
Said Wendy's.
Oh, I said Wendy's. And then we finally stopped at McDonald's. They had three workers, so they were open. But, man, it took 25 minutes to get food.
Should have gone Waffle House 24 hours a day, baby.
Should have.
Coach, last Saturday.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
I was craving Wingstop. I love Wingstop.
It's so good.
Probably the best wings out there.
They're would you really have good. An Eddie?
Huh?
You have an edible?
No.
Yeah,
I wanted.
Oh, usually when you're on edibles, you can crave Wingstop.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
No, man, I want a Wingstop right now. Hey, so I call them up and it's busy. Okay, weird. I go online. Let me do a little pickup online order. It says this location is not doing online orders.
You're well, fiending right now.
I guess you know what? I'll just have to just get in my car and go.
Oh, he's driving.
So I get in my car. I drive to Wingstop. I go to the parking lot. The parking lot's packed.
Yeah.
Packed. There it is right there. I see there's a TV on. They got some games on inside and everything. I park the car, walk up, pull in the door. Locked. What the? Locked.
The lobby's closed?
It's closed. I look in there. There's no one in there. Zero people. TVs are all on. It looks like the kitchen's on. I don't see a single soul in there.
The other day when it started snowing here, I'm headed home from work, and I'm like, man, I got to get some lunch. Pull into Chipotle. Locked. And I look across the street, China Dragon has open. Open.
China
open.
Dragon.
And the liquor store, open.
Open. Always open,
open. Open. So I pull in, and the China Dragon, I walk in. There's a guy with his two kids, and he's like, man, this is the only place that's open. I was like, yeah. He goes, we went for a walk in the park over there, and we thought, oh, we swing by McDonald's. He goes, I walked in McDonald's, and I said, there was no one in there. He goes, I stood at the register for about 5 minutes, and I poked my head back there, and he goes, there was no one in the kitchen.
That's crazy.
I say, screw a Big Mac. I love wonton.
So and I jumped the counter and made my own Big Mac.
And he's in there with his two kids, and he's like, and there was no one. And he's like, some of the lights were on, but there was no one to cook, no one working. He goes, so then we're walking out, And a guy pulls up in the parking lot. He's like, God damn it. I drove 20 minutes and realized I forgot to lock the door.
There was literally no one
there.
There was literally no one in there.
Like, they were closed because of the snow, and the guy forgot to lock the door.
That's hilarious.
And so that dude and his two kids were in McDonald's with no employees.
I mean, if you knew that no one was in there, would you at least try to make some fries or something?
He said, he goes, man, I thought, like, whoa, what if I'd have gone back there and tried to cook? He goes, but I don't know if I would have been able to get everything
going.
Maybe
the ice cream machine, a little McFlurry?
Right. I mean, he said it was just a weird feeling when that guy was like, oh, my God, I drove 20 minutes, and I realized I forgot to lock the door, and I had to come back. And he was just like, damn, I was just in there, and there was I was not supposed to be in there, and there it was supposed to be locked, and I'm just sitting in there.
How was Golden Dragon?
China Dragon? It's all right.
It's all right?
Yeah. Pass me some of that Oriental chicken.
No, I got sesame chicken.
Sesame chicken's great.
General Tso's, because they were the top two things on the menu, and I was just like, I'm in a hurry. I want to get home.
Kung Pao is really good, too.
I love Kung Pao chicken.
Me two of those fortune cookies.
But, yeah.
You do fried rice, white rice?
I did a thing of fried rice and a thing of white rice. They gave you one of each.
Oh, one of each. Nice.
Yeah.
What do you do? You do egg rolls?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Love egg rolls.
Yeah, me too.
Love egg rolls.
Ah, possible to get some miso soup. Dude, the worst is this pizza.
Me so hungry. What'd you say, Ray?
There's this pizza place around our spot, and half the time they deliver, half the time they don't. So, you know, I mean, usually when we want pizza, we've been drinking. So, I mean, going and driving to the place isn't an option. So we'll get on the damn website, and we're all like, you know, we've been at the pool maybe, let's say. This hasn't happened because I've kind of sworn off this pizza place because it just pisses me off. We'll be at the pool. We'll come back. We're designing a pizza for like 5-10 minutes. I'm like, yeah, put some of that fire sauce on. Basil's like, you want cheese? You want double cheese? I'm like, yeah, man. Smack her on the ass. I'm like, let's go. Stuff grows, baby.
They're
let's
slurring
go.
Their words.
Smack her on the ass.
Yeah, go. You know he did.
She gets to the last page. Bloop, bloop. We are not delivering. You will have to come in and place this order. I'm like, I just crafted that masterpiece for like 20 minutes. Are you fucking kidding me?
You got that garlic butter on the crust?
And we both already have it on our a taste on our mouth. We're like, all right, I guess we'll just order McDonald's.
Taste buds are watering. Wait, McDonald's delivers?
Dude, and they No, well, they do the DoorDash.
DoorDash.
Did not realize that.
DoorDash does anything.
Everything?
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's too expensive.
It is. The charges on that, are they a sponsor?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Coach, and then pizza, they'll hit us with, yeah, sorry, we can't deliver to you, but if you want to come in and pick up your order, we'll give you a 40% discount. We're like, we've been drinking. Sorry, I'm going to have to say no. I'm so sorry, we can't drive.
All right, boys, it's time to lock it up.
Okay.
It's time to lock it up.
Coach, I don't know if
it's
I can do that.
It's Vegas time, baby. It's Vegas time!
Hey, is it a winning weekend or a losing weekend?
Well, it's always a winning weekend.
Well, then you
when
need to give some locks.
Hold on.
It's a winning weekend. Let's go.
The leaking.
Oh, shut up. You just said you mispronounce things all the time.
I'm looking at this UFC fighting list, Coach. I don't know any fighters.
Well, it sounds like a big weekend.
No, it's just a
Giga.
Fight night.
Giga. I got it. Is he the headliner?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Calvin Kattar and Giga Chulashdishishki. I mean, that's a lock, Coach, but he's minus 250, so, I mean, that's not really a good lock, huh?
No. That's a tough no.
I mean, I think Giga will win.
Yeah.
You know who he is? He's the dude that wears the big the Russian hat.
Yeah.
After he wins.
I like...
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
God, I mean, the Patriots plus four. Guys, you got to take the Patriots plus four. It's supposed to be cold, snow. I mean, it's going to be a miserable day in Buffalo.
Coach, the last time it was cold, snow, Buffalo dominated.
No, they didn't.
Yes.
No, it was when they lost 14-7 and got running down their throat. The next time, the weather wasn't bad, and the Bills won.
Okay, then forget what I said.
Yeah. So I'm going to take the New England Patriots plus four. You might as well take it to the bank. Take it to the bank. Take it to the bank.
Okay, let's swap real quick.
You can take the Chiefs.
Just real quick. We'll go back and forth.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys swapping clothes?
Yeah, I'm going to take Tampa
swap
Bay.
Swap and spit.
Tampa Bay -8.5 over the Eagles. I mean, this is a no-brainer. Eagles have no business being in the playoffs. This is where Tampa shines, and Tampa's going to run all over the Eagles. So that's a safe bet to me. Put a dollar on it.
Yeah, here's the thing. What do the Eagles like to do?
Fly.
No, they like to run the ball.
Oh, got me.
And guess what? Guess what the Bucks do?
Stop the run.
Stop the run.
So if
you think Jalen Hurts is going to be out there throwing dimes, then you are an idiot and you're going to be losing your dimes.
Exactly.
I'm with Eddie. I like the Buccaneers -8.5. And then we're going to go to Kansas City. And listen, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I know we have a lot of Steelers fans, Chris Boswell is not going to outscore Patrick Mahomes. The kicker? Yeah, that's their co-MVP with Derek Watt, TJ Watt.
He's the only one that scores on that team?
Yes. They play defense, get about 10 yards and kick a field goal.
Yeah.
So here's the way the Steelers can win. Patrick Mahomes throws three interceptions. Tyreek Hill gets hurt. Only chance the Steelers have. And I don't see that happening. So they didn't have Kelce last time. Yes, it was a fluke. There were some turnovers. So it may not get out of hand as early, but it's going to get out of hand. 12.5 points is a hell of a lot to swallow. But the Chiefs are going to end Big Ben's career, and it's going to be a sad one. Big Ben's going out, getting his ass kicked. -12.5 for the Chiefs. Take it to the bank.
I think a hell of a game, a great game to watch, is going to be the Cardinals and the Rams.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to be so close that there's no question about it. You have to take the Cardinals plus four. Not that they're going to win, but it's going to be so close. I predict this is going to be a one-point game, maybe a two-point game. So you got to go Cardinals plus four.
I mean, we could really do this tomorrow on the pod. You know, I didn't think about that, but people probably won't listen to it before the games.
You got to place your bets pretty early.
Right, you got to place your bets now.
Yeah.
And then listen, guys, we're going to head down to Dallas. And I told you it's a bad matchup for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's a bad matchup for the Cowboys.
Everyone, all the experts, you know what they're saying? This is just does not look good for the Cowboys.
Because the Niners like to run the football.
Yes.
Cowboys don't like to stop the run. They don't like that physicality.
That's what the experts are saying.
Thank you for calling me an expert.
Hey, you're just saying it like everyone else.
No, I said it from the beginning. I said
Eddie
it on Monday.
Being smart? What is
no,
that he's doing?
No. Hey, you turn on the TV and they're talking about the Cowboys 49ers game. They all say the same thing. Cowboys are going to lose. It's going to be terrible. 49ers, they're just there. What'd you say?
They play a physical brand of football.
They're a physical brand of football, coach, and the Niners just are going to win this game. Cowboys don't have a chance.
I didn't say they don't have a chance.
That's what everyone's saying. It's okay. No. Say what you will. They said the same thing about Bama. Oh, you never bet against Saban. Saban, he's the best.
Coach, you're trying to compare oranges and bananas.
No, I'm not. I'm saying how experts are stupid.
So what you're saying is don't bet against Shanahan is what people are saying?
Yeah,
I got you.
That's what they're all
saying.
But
give me the Niners plus three. Take it to the bank.
Wow, why would you do that against your buddy?
Because he knows that the Cowboys will win by one.
Exactly. I mean.
And we all win.
There you go. He wins, I win, we all win. All right, boys and girls, we're in Las Vegas. I mean, we will see you tomorrow. We're going to have a podcast up tomorrow, so enjoy it. Have a good weekend. You'll hear from us tomorrow. We may be drunk, but we'll be doing it.
Yeah.
If we're really in Las Vegas, why?
Well, we're heading to Las Vegas. Like, people are literally going to be on the plane coming to the convention listening to this.
Prove you're in Vegas right now.
You can't. You can't prove that it's today either. No, I realized that was stupid.
Yeah.
Prove that we're in Vegas. Go ahead.
How do you prove
it? What's on the sign right now at MGM? You see the MGM sign right
there? No, because we're at the Westgate. That's way far away.
Is the roller coaster running in the stratosphere?
It doesn't have a roller coaster. It has a drop.
I'll prove that
it's a roller coaster. Look at it. It goes around.
Nah, I think it's a
drop.
Look
at it.
See, no, look, it's going around
right now.
It's
the drop thing.
No, it goes around.
What's the drop one?
That's Astroworld.
No.
Six Flags.
No. Let me see. Maybe Strasser does have a... Let me look it
Maybe
up.
Maybe it has both, honestly. You going on the Ferris wheel this time?
I don't think so.
You been on that?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
It is?
Yeah.
You can drink on it.
You can drink on it, and yeah. It's great to do it right as the sun's going down because you see everything light up. It's really beautiful. Cool. Really cool.
Yes, Coach. I'll take the 6:15 evening ride for the sunset. Thank you.
And it's not called the Stratosphere anymore. It's called the Strat.
Oh.
They renamed.
It's too long to say?
Oh, wow. They got a lot of rides up there. They have the Big Shot, which
That's
is the
drop.
That's
the one that goes down.
Insanity is a claw that hangs over the side.
Damn.
And then they have X-Scream, the roller coaster. So they have three different ones.
Can we go do that?
We can.
Let's do it right now.
I'll prove that we're in Vegas. The lights are all red right now. Yeah, on Vegas Boulevard.
I don't understand
that. I don't either. There's a green one right there, Coach.
Happy Friday, guys.
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad you guys are all in Vegas.
Good luck. Good luck.
If you see me in Vegas, guys, you want to pick, just say Sizzin. That's what I go by.
Oh, that's the thing, too. Yeah, if you're in Vegas, just yell the word coach as loud as you can everywhere you go. That way we know where everyone is. All right?
And make sure you wear your Lamnitz with Freeland Chevy yes. on them and coach, or else you may get kicked out of the coaches convention because we're getting all non-coaches out of the coaches convention.
I want to be walking around Vegas, and I want to hear people saying, coach!
All the whole time.
Yes.
Hey, yeah, I can't wait. All right.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
See ya. See ya, Ray.
Yeah, I'm probable, guys.
No, stop. Do I need to read the email again?
He's already here.
Do I need to read the email again?
Nothing to worry about.
I was updating my status per NFL coaches policy.
No.
I mean, he's honestly doing what the NFL does anyway. They know who's going to play. They know who's going to play on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But they got to keep them day to day until the day of the game. And it's so freaking annoying.
Well, it's the day of the damn game.
Who cares?
It's the day of the game, and he's acting like, I don't know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm not hyped.
I mean, you'd never know if I was playing or not if on Woobox website.
Woobox is coming.
Question, will there be body shots done this weekend?
Muff?
All right, everybody, we got to go.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hello, Lunchbox wife. Do you like a body shot?
Oh, did not tell you guys.
Oh,
we've
who's
added...
this other blonde you have with you? She was not here the last time. Did you leave that guy for her? You guys a thing? Oh, no, that's just my friend. I'll tell your friend, come on in. I give her the Enrique treatment.
I don't like that.
Oh, no, she would like it very much. Very, very much.
We're glad you didn't bring that lunchbox guy. Last time he drained all of our shampoo.
Yes. He's very hairy. He's very hairy and scary. This blondie, very nice to look at. Oh, she got soft skin. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you like that? Yeah. Tell your husband you got the Enrique.
The Enrique.
I went ahead and called your husband for you. Said you'll be another hour.
That's your move.
I said technical difficulties.
That's Ray's old move right there.
All right.
Hey, just talk to your boss. You're on a break. Come with me.
How funny.
The convention's here. Oh, hey, coach.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.